God damn it. How many did you say were out there?
At last count, over 46, sir. More coming all the time.
Damn it. I knew this was gonna happen. All this time, and now we get dozens of the dead fucks at the front door.
The gate should be able to keep them out.
For now, yes. But what happens if we get a few hundred out there? What about 1,000? The gate isn't designed to keep out that many.
I could have the men start shooting them.
All that'll do is attract more of them. We can't afford to waste the ammunition. No one is making bullets anymore. Once we're out for good.
What should we do, sir?
Get ready to kiss your ass goodbye.
Sir?
We're the minority. There are more dead walking these days than living. The whole world has gone to shit.
This can't last forever, sir. Sooner or later, they...
What? They'll die? They're already dead, O'Neill. That's the problem. The dead don't stay dead anymore. Who are the dumbasses that brought these fucks to our doorstep?
Some Dr. Jones and his team came here in that green truck, sir. Apparently they went through one of the nearby cities, and zombies followed them here.
Our teams have been so careful not to attract much attention our way all these years. But leave it to a group of fucking civilians to bring them there to our front door. Typical.
What are your orders, sir?
Nothing right now. Keep an eye on the gate. I'm going to talk to the old man first.
Understood, sir.
Running water. They actually have running water here. And electric lights. We haven't seen a place like this since we left Tennessee.
Yeah, they got it all in here. Including our truck and weapons.
Oh, come on, Lyle. You should have expected they won't let us keep our toys. We should be glad they let us in.
I don't like being disarmed, Carrie. It makes me feel naked. Hell, we're on their side, for Christ's sakes. What do they need to disarm us for? Something's not right about this place. Apart from the obvious.
Oh, please. Let's drop the Rambo act, shall we? Even if they had let you keep your pea shooter, what you think you could do with it in here? You're outnumbered a few hundred to one, mate. And these aren't the dead fucks you're used to dealing with. They'll shoot back at you.
I know that, Simon. I've been shot at before. It doesn't mean I have to like it, though. So how long are they going to keep us locked in this room?
Oh, Sharon will come soon enough. I'm surprised she hasn't turned up with her whips and oils already.
That's a visual image I could have done without.
You're just jealous of her affection for me.
Well, well, Dr. Jones. I'm surprised to see you so...
Alive? Yes, I've been fortunate so far. My vast ingenuity has served me well.
I'm a busy woman, Simon, so let's get to it, shall we? Why are you here?
Same old Sharon. Gets right to the heart of the matter.
You're wasting my time, Simon. And you know how I hate having my time wasted.
Fine. One of my experiments got loose, and we tracked it here.
Experiments?
Yes. I've been working on a possible cure for the plague. One of my subjects went wild and broke through his restraints, escaping. My servants and I have been tracking him for days now.
Servants? Who the fuck do you...
Quiet, Lyle. Or there'll be no pudding for you tonight when we get home.
This subject of yours, describe him.
Don't play dumb with me, Sharon. You know what I'm talking about. A zombie that talks, self-aware of its existence, calls itself Adam.
So, Adam is your project?
Indeed. I created the proto-blood inoculation that has granted him his current state of being, you could say.
Really? I'd heard the proto-blood vaccination was created someplace out in Oregon.
It was manufactured out in Oregon. It was my tireless work that was the impetus for its creation. The whole bit has my stamp on it, you might say.
I see. Well, yes. Adam is here. I've been conducting some experiments of my own on him.
You'd better not have ruined him, Sharon. That subject represents the better part of, well, a lot of work.
What is your lab like?
Pardon?
Your lab. I'm curious about your working conditions.
Well, if you must know, I've been working on the fly in extremely primitive conditions. So hard to find good supplies these days.
What if I offered you a job?
What, here?
Yes. You'd have top-of-the-line equipment, everything you need to continue your experiments. Not to mention certain fringe benefits.
Still got the whips, I see.
So, what do you say?
I accept.
Simon, that's not what we're here to do.
Lyle, shut the fuck up. I'm running things here, and you'll do as you're told now.
Yes, your servants. I'm afraid you'll have to do without them.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid everything here comes as a luxury, my dear. And we can't afford to be wasteful of resources.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning everyone pulls their share according to their abilities. Since I see no real benefit to your participation, I think we'll have you moving to different accommodations, mainly the slave pens. We can always use more hands-on help. Guard.
If you'd be so kind as to accompany me.
Simon!
Sorry, Lyle, old son, but a better offer has presented itself. I'm trading up.
I'll kill you for this, Simon!
Yes, and if wishes were fishes and all that, bye-bye, bitch.
I take this means you accept my offer.
Sharon, my dear, I think this is going to be the start of a beautiful relationship.
Inside.
No need to shove.
Y'all have a nice day now, you hear?
So great. Just great. Now look at where we are. We just had to go after Adam.
Carrie, he's my...
I know. He's your friend. I've heard it all before. Still doesn't help us now, does it?
Well, I've been in tighter situations than this.
You have?
Well, no, not really. But we'll figure something out.
Ah, some new faces. Welcome to the Pens. I'm Sean Bishop.
I'm Lyle. She's Carrie.
Hi.
I take it you were captured.
More like betrayed.
Well, you're here now. Might as well make the best of it. The guard feeds us at 6. Work details are picked around 7 in the morning.
Make the best of it? We're prisoners!
It could be worse.
How could being locked in here be worse?
These days, lady, there are worse things than being locked in a prison camp.
Point taken. But for me, this is one of them. Has anyone ever considered escaping?
Considered? Sure, I think everyone has at one point. But even if we got out of the pens and away from the black box, where do we go then? In case you haven't noticed, things aren't so great outside.
Well, it beats being a slave.
Does it? Think about it for a minute. Yeah, we're slaves, and we do the grunt work the soldiers tell us to do. But we get food and water here. It might not be the ideal life, but in here we're safe. For the most part, anyway.
For the most part?
Look across the compound. You see those cages over there?
The ones with the zombies in them. Yeah, I see them.
The one on the far right. See that guy? 2 days ago, he was in here with the rest of us.
You had a zombie in here with everyone?
No. Some of the soldiers took him to the labs. When they brought him back, he was a zombie. And he wasn't the first one.
What do you mean?
Every few weeks, someone gets picked to go to the labs. And that's usually the last we ever see of them. Alive, in any case.
What do you think they're doing to them up there, Lyle?
I don't know, but I have a nasty idea.
As it stands now, sir, we have over 50 deadheads at the front gate, and God only knows how many more surrounding the whole compound. We're effectively surrounded.
I see. Begin shooting them.
I don't recommend that, sir. The gunfire is bound to attract every zombie for miles around.
I'd say they're already here, Major. I think we should deal with the problem.
And if more show up at the gates, sir?
Then you'll deal with them as well. and you'll keep on dealing with them until they stop coming here, Major. I don't care if we run out of bullets and your men have to dispatch them hand to hand. Are we clear on this, Major?
Like crystal, sir.
Then I think you have a job to do. Dismissed.
My, my. Really do have some state-of-the-art equipment here. Fire just half of this stuff where I was working after the collapse, I
have made a better mousetrap.
Yes, well, where is Adam being kept at the moment?
In here. As you can see, there have been some unfortunate developments in the subject as of late.
Yes, he's gone native again.
So, this has happened before?
Often. You see, the proto-blood inoculation is a wonderful means of stabilizing the zombie, but it feeds off a protein enzyme in the subject's body. Basically, once proto-blood burns off the enzyme, a zombie's body tends to revert to its base state.
Into a standard run-of-the-mill zombie.
Yes, like our friend Adam here has, his base state being one of the fast, aggressive types.
Okay, so what does that mean in the long run? Is Adam useless to us now?
On the contrary, I've created a proto-blood booster. Once injected into a subject, it re-ups the necessary enzyme and he'll stabilize once more.
I see. How often do you need to give him this booster?
It varies. Depends on how much damage our boy here takes. Every time he's wounded in some fashion, the proto-blood repairs the injured area. However, that causes the enzyme to burn off faster. The best he's lasted, barring any unpleasant incidents, is about 2.5 weeks.
How long ago did you give him his last injection?
Less than a week ago. I imagine between your people shooting him and your tender examinations, the enzyme was exhausted early.
Is this booster the only means of stabilizing a subject?
No. If Adam feeds on a living body, he absorbs the enzyme naturally. The enzyme is a solution created from a human source originally.
I would like to study this booster rather than inject it in him. Perhaps we should let our friend here have a snack, so to speak.
What do you mean?
Oh, we have many subjects here. I was thinking about leaving one in his cell and undoing his restraints. Adam feeds and regains his stability. I get to study the booster close up. It's a win-win situation.
You're a wicked girl, Sharon. Tell me, are you a betting girl as well?
What are you proposing?
Those two people who came here with me might become a problem if they ever got loose. Indeed, they might feel compelled to
even the score with you.
Exactly.
I think I see where you're going. You want to put them inside, with Adam.
Oh, more than that, my dear. I think we should have a little fun with them. Let's make it challenging.
What do you have in mind?
The lock on this cage isn't very sophisticated. It shouldn't take much to get us out of here.
What would you need?
I'm thinking one good kick and it should pop right open.
So why the hell hasn't anyone tried to leave before?
You heard Sean. They almost like it here. They feel safe from the horrors of the outside world. You know, it's always amazed me how people turn into defenseless sheep when they think someone else will handle a problem.
You can't really blame them, Lyle. Some people just can't deal with the changes that have come down the road in recent years. If it wasn't for this place, a lot of them would be dead now.
I'd rather be dead than living in a cage the rest of my life. So tonight, you and I are gonna...
Lyle, the gods are coming.
You and you, come with me.
And if we don't?
Then I'll be forced to persuade you otherwise to cooperate.
Ah. Well, as long as we understand one another. Now understand this, assface. Before this is over, I'm gonna kill you.
Somehow, I don't think you're gonna get that chance. Frankenstein wants to see both of you. Now move it!
is this place? Look at all that dry blood on the wall.
I don't know. Looks like some kind of observation chamber.
How observant of you, Lyle. I always said you were the clever type.
Simon, where the fuck are you?
Watching you from someplace safe, which is more than I can say for you at the moment.
Adam!
Lyle, don't get too close to him, he's turned again!
I thought you'd like to be reunited before the end.
What are you talking about?
Well, as you can see, it's time for our old buddy Adam to get his booster. Well, that, or it's feeding time in the zoo.
Get to the point, asshole. You're beginning to bore me.
Oh, very well. In a moment, I'm going to unleash our friend here. What happens next is up to you.
Meaning what? He'll kill us?
Exactly. I can't afford to have you two running around harboring such resentment for me. So, I've decided to remove you once and for all.
You son of a bitch.
Ah, but I'm a sporting man, Lyle. I believe in giving everyone a chance to pull their fat from the fire. Strapped to the wall of Adam's cage, you'll find a syringe with a proto-blood booster. All you have to do is somehow keep Adam from killing you and give him his shot.
Yeah, but Adam's between us and the syringe.
Thus you see the sport in it. It wouldn't be any fun if I just gave you the syringe now, would it?
You're a real piece of work, Simon.
Well, I suggest you get ready. Once I push this button, the restraints on Adam's cage let go.
Get behind me, Carrie.
What are you gonna do, Lyle? We've seen what Adam can do when he's in this state.
I know. This isn't gonna be pretty.
Here we go!